let's talk about this issue or this case. Patience led you along a sorry dance, and you have basically been accommodating to it, and you're actually wearing the consequences of trying to hurry when she really needs that her problems sorted out thoroughly. Now, you're dealing with multiple problems. You really shouldn't be doing it. I think one of the key things you could have done here is said, so what we're dealing with today and what we're treating today is this. That automatically puts the patient on notice that that's the issue she's telling you about that we need to be sorting out. You've missed that one. Next. The woman obviously has a very high regard for her chiropractor, so criticizing the chiropractor is not going to earn you any cookie points, sensible or not. You've accepted doing other issues and problems. I think in this circumstance, it's probably an excellent case for pointing out, look, one problem is bulk build, and that's what we've been doing till now. We're quite happy to deal with these other problems, and we'd really like to get stuck in on, but you just need to go out the front and pay for an extension of the consultation first. Ideally, the patient basically leaves. Anybody who has so little regard for you and what you do that they dump this sort of packages of problems on you is not going to be an easy patient. Next time they're going to come with other issues, other complex presentations, other unrealistic or weird expectations and demands, and they're probably best gracing somebody else's clinic or hospital clinic if you're smart. You don't have to see a patient if you don't want to. You don't have to keep a patient if you don't want to. Alternatively, perhaps refer this patient to see an orthopedic person, but get her out of your clinic and make sure she doesn't come back. I think one of the other things most doctors don't realise is they can easily, through the medical computer practice software system, tag that a patient is not to see them again. One of the best ways to deal with a patient like this with weird excessive expectations is to make sure they do not come back to your room. Make sure that not to see Dr. Zen or Dr. whoever you may be again. Your life will be easier if you lose these issues.